I'm gonna make sure I'm on silent.
Same here.
Guy, we had all this time.
I didn't even think about it though, cause same like, here. I guess it's a different environment, right?
This is a different
basement.
Setting.
It's like an automatic thing.
It throws everything off.
Oh, goodness, the last time we recorded was in the basement. No, we did it over the phone.
Over the phone, yeah.
But like physically recorded was in the basement. Yeah, it was a while
yeah,
ago.
March. March was the last time.
Holy fuck, bro. Yeah. March, April, May, June, July. 5 months.
7 years and 5 months ago.
I don't know why, but I just thought of rent that 600, 700 million miles.
What song is that?
I totally fucked it up, but it's from Rent.
Yeah,
it's like they talk about the seconds in a year or some shit like that. So they break it down mathematically and sing a song. I don't know the math, but obviously.
The movie, right? What movie was that? Is that on,
that's like the
like
Broadway
though?
Thingy. Yeah,
it's like it's a like bunch a of like people who are going. They're like in New York, and they're
they got
to like
rent a loft, and they're all in a showbiz or something.
Yeah,
I guess.
And there's like
I've
a
never
lot of gay people.
A lot of gay people.
Careful,
because wow.
What can we not say in 2020, and what can we say
okay, well,
in 2020?
Okay, well, Rent has a lot of people who are not straight.
Okay, I don't...
So they're crooked?
Is that part of it?
So they're crooked? I just want to better understand.
Heterosexual.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, Julie. Is it heterosexual? Like, I'm a heterosexual female. Doesn't that mean, like, I like males?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, it's a movie about heterosexuals or non-heterosexuals?
Non-heterosexuals of the both sexes.
Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I almost got a villain in the building. Chilling with Just Filming.
What up?
I had a think tank in the house.
Hello.
Happy Canada Day.
Canada Day.
Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reeves on SoundCloud.com. Happy Canada Day. Canada Day. It marks 7 years of podcasting for Chilling with Villains, the podcast. We did a three-part series. This is the third part.
That was probably just a firework, in case you're wondering, these external noises.
For real. We're out here doing the social distancing thing here on the balcony. Pandemic still in effect. How many days has the pandemic been going on?
How many days
How
or
many
months?
Days or months? Is it I said days like it's some
since
short.
December of 2019.
Oh my god. And we're in 2020, people.
Yeah. We were saying the last time we podcasted live in person all together
was March.
I haven't worked since March, so yeah, that's a long time.
You haven't worked since March? Well, oh yeah, I should say.
I got sent home March 16th.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go home and then go back to work, but I guess it didn't happen. And then I was supposed to go back to work June 13th, but that didn't happen.
That
got pushed back a little bit. Had a little accident.
Yeah. I had to work during this whole thing. Like, no lockdown for me.
You're essential. We appreciate you.
Essential working. I got some military status now. Everybody's like, yo, thank you for your service. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like,
you're essential. Essentially needed.
I wish the salary was essential, but that's another podcast. I know some people get like, some companies are giving like $2 extra on per hour.
I think you were supposed to be still, like, if you're considered an essential worker, which, if you're still working, I think you are, because
it's like
technically
pay,
during,
right?
Yeah, you're supposed to get some kind of pay increase, but they were even thinking of increasing minimum wage to, I think, like, $15.
What is it now?
$13.25 or something like that?
$13.25?
I think it's around 13 something, or $13.35, $13.50 maybe, but it's around 13 something.
Up to 15 would be nice.
Yeah, because even at 15 for a minimum wage, that's still, like, not bad. But with everything and how, like, the economy is right now,
yeah,
there's no way you could, like, live on your own with $15 an hour.
Our minimum wage is actually $12.50 right now, and it's going to go to $13.10 on May 1st, 2020.
Oh, so it did. Okay.
Yeah, so now we're at $13.10.
So there you go. So I wasn't wrong. It was around 13 something.
Wow.
But if you're lucky, you'll get like $13.35, depending on where, if you're starting at like a regular like McDonald's or something like that, retail. But I think now, because of everything that's going on, they're paying people a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're lucky, you might get, like, $14 or $13.50 right away, you know?
And I don't know who exactly is... I can't remember which companies are doing this, because I know that some of them are even thinking about getting rid of it, which I think is a little cold-blooded, because the pandemic is still going on.
Yeah, it's not over.
Still going to work.
People think it is. You would think that it is when you watch certain places and certain spots.
What's going on in the States?
You don't even have to. Look at Ontario. What is it? Wasaga Beach? Did you see that beach today?
I didn't. That was today.
Today.
Did I see that article today? Yeah. I think so.
Because there's a six buzz. Yeah. Well, look at Rodden. Rodden locals got super pissed because not like last week or the week before when it was super crazy hot.
Yeah.
Everybody went to the falls. And it was filled with people that aren't from there. And, like, people left garbage. People left glass in the falls. Like, it irritates me because if you're going to come into a place, at least act like you have some sense. Because then you ruin it for the people that are going and doing, like, what they're told to do type thing. You know what I mean?
Keeping the 6 feet exactly. apart and all of that.
But if you want to go and be an asshole and ruin fireworks.
Fireworks going on.
But where? Because we can't see them.
Can't see them. Hear
you hear them. Oh, it has to be in the front then.
Yeah.
It's probably right in front because we heard this, like, the... Yeah. You could see the brightness on the houses here.
Yeah, they're right on
just
the
street. You know, minor technicality when you're shooting outside.
Canada Day. Canada.
You can't see it, but at least you can hear it.
That is the experience right there, right?
It's like when I lived near Larone. I was able to look out my window and watch the fireworks when I was living right next to Larone.
You guys know as well as I do, this is VSP. This is an everyday thing, okay?
Yeah.
They do fireworks every fucking night, bro.
But I mean, here, especially.
Yeah, every fucking night, man.
Hooligans.
I'm here, like, all around, guy. People are hearing fireworks every night. LaSalle, Verdun, like,
well, now that they're legal, the Depths sell them and stuff.
Man, I hear them every night. I mean,
that's not the end of them.
No.
That was like...
They'll be back.
One pack. They got a taste of it. If the Depth is still open right now, for sure.
They're going back for more.
Hooligans.
Mind you, we did it too once, remember? In the back.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Yeah.
That was a bad day.
I look back at it and laugh.
You see, you have to. You have to look back at it and laugh. Regardless what happened, we're all here. We're all okay. I am not, but it has nothing to do with fireworks, okay? Exactly. Nothing to do with fireworks.
I should have just not done them.
Oh, whatever. It was great. We ran like those idiots that you see fucking throwing it at each other like assholes.
I don't know how fireworks work, okay?
Me neither. It's so jokes because I was in the car thinking about that night. And I was like, man, because we...
Oh, yeah, the dogs get scared by
them. Dogs hate fireworks.
That's why Chico's been crazy.
Okay, yeah.
They hear that when they hear the
whistling.
It's a loud pop for them, right?
Okay.
It's so, people, when anxiety. You do fireworks, just know dogs hate them.
Like, you should never bring your dog to fireworks. It's the freaking worst idea.
I still see it happening, though.
But told you it wasn't done. Someone was like, hey, I got a firework. A pitoo!
I got an extra one.
Ooh, this one didn't light.
Delighted delay.
So, who's been watching what?
Well, I've been watching a lot of Hasan Minhaj.
Okay.
He's the political... What was it? Patriot Act?
Patriot Act.
Yo, that dude, man. He opened up corruption for everybody. On everything.
Is that on Netflix?
Like, yeah, he's like this, like, he's kind of like a Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert type of political comedy. Brown dude.
Who?
A brown dude. His name is Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, wait, yes. He was on Ellen, and he corrected Ellen.
Correct her about what?
His name.
Oh.
He did. He's like, how come...
You say Minhaj, right?
Yeah. He's like, how come we could have somebody like, fucking Hansel, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And everyone could say his name, no fucking problem. But when it comes to my name, they gotta fuck it up. And then you see Ellen like...
Oh. She must have been like, oh.
Because she said Minaj or whatever. Yeah. Like that, yeah. And then he's like, no, that's not it. He's like, oh, my name.
I made sure to say it too. Like, when I see it, I was like, no, it's not Minaj.
Why you made an impression on me. Be the last time I say his name, guarantee you. Because I'd be so scared to fuck it up again and just be like, hey, yeah. MJ.
Yeah, yo.
Or
yo,
whatever the fuck is. You see? I didn't even know his name. Calling him MJ, that's for sure. I'd be like, hey. And then until someone, like, notices it's him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him.
Yeah, that dude.
That dude, Nick.
That's weird. I think every Sunday,
new episode. Yeah.
What have you been watching, Jess?
I watched Rick and Morty season, like, the last season?
The last four? Season. You've been watching that?
Yeah, because I got it on Prime.
What?
Well, no, it's Prime, but you know there's sub-channels?
Okay, yeah.
It's one of those. It's Stack TV. So it gives you, like, a whole bunch. It gives you, like, live TV, like, as if you have TV channels. So you can watch, like, I forget what channels are on it, but I'm so not used to it that the other day I went to use it, and it was, like, a regular, like, live TV, and I was like, what is this? I was like, the movie's in the middle of the fucking movie. I can't rewind it. I can't fast forward it. Who the fuck would want this? Like, who wants cable? Who does this shit? I actually started rewatching the Hill House.
Okay, yeah.
The Haunting of Hill House. Because number 2 is coming out very soon.
What? But
oh man, that show is so dope. Even though I've watched it like 2 or 3 times now, I'm still catching new shit.
Yeah, because now you don't have to pay attention to the dialogue. You can look at the end or like at the back, and you're like, because
there's a lot of like back content and like
stuff in the background, like ghosts
and stuff that you didn't see.
Oh, creepy!
I even rewind. I was like, did you see people at the bottom of the stairs? And then I was like, yeah, on this side? No, on this side. I was like, there's motherfuckers on the other side. Return? Fucking rewind?
Why is it? Yo, what was that?
That death.
So you're actually watching, like, paranormal footage about paranormal footage.
Like, yeah, like, they're...
You're like, oh, shit, what was that?
I don't know. You've never seen it, but it's, like, a dope show, and they did it so fucking well. Like,
yeah, it's so crazy. Well.
I can't wait for season 2. Yeah, it's a Netflix series.
I don't know, man.
You don't like haunting stuff?
I'm so, like, desensitized by it, because, like...
Yeah, but the way they do it is they put a twist on it, so it's completely out of this world.
But it's the supposed real footage shows
that killed it for me.
You know, like, that whole genre of, like,
but there's nothing like that. It doesn't feel like anything, like, oh, we're, like... It looks more like it doesn't,
you're in the family with them. Yeah,
like, you're watching a family go through... It looks like a movie. It's shot like a movie.
And it's a TV show?
Yeah. Ooh, it's just... It's, you know what I think they're doing now? They want to make a movie, but they realize it's going to be too big, so they make, like, an 8-part series.
Okay.
Instead of making, like, a movie that's 2 hours long or 3 hours long. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But have you seen any good movies lately?
I've seen Knives Out.
I like that movie. That I thought it was dope.
That was
I was waiting so long to see that.
It wasn't bad.
I liked the twist on it, and I was like, you fucker.
Fucker. Oh my god, I was so like, oh my god.
That. When he grabbed that fucking knife, and he was like, and then,
it was fitting, I was like, shmat. Spoiler alert.
I left it at I didn't say nothing else, you know?
The sound effect and figure
that
out.
That was a dope movie. Did you see Meg?
I saw it.
Oh man.
I liked it.
You liked it?
I liked it, yes.
Yeah. Guy, come on, really?
I liked it.
How did they fucking do that fucking whale like that?
It's you know
that what? Was so.
I wanna try it. I'm gonna try it again, but really take it for an action movie. And
you
so,
have to see who's so in it. Come on, like, be realistic. Don't take it to heart. Just enjoy it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna have to, like, let go
if you could watch Fast and Furious and watch a man hold down a helicopter, you know, you could watch a fucking Megalodon,
you're totally right. You're totally right, because I look at scenes like that now, Fast and Furious, I'm like, okay.
I can't even watch them because they're just so unrealistic.
But like, yo, for real though, really, the little fucking little dog in the water, the fuck is that?
That was my favorite part at the end. Little fucker with his ponytail. I swear that was my favorite because I thought the fucker was dead. Spoiler alert, he's not.
Because what was bothering me about the movie, and I stopped watching maybe 10 minutes in. Everybody was like, you know what? You know who's good for who's the right man for the job? He is. Yeah, I'm the right guy for the job. I felt like they were like saying the explanation of what they're doing all the time. It's like, I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm doing this
but
now.
But I didn't feel like that. Like, I knew, like, the one thing I didn't expect, that it was going to be his ex-wife.
Yeah.
That I didn't expect, because then I was like, ah, fuck. And then it's the same guy that was like, you're crazy. So I was like, oh, fuck, that guy got it? I was like, yo, this guy is having shit creek. Like,
it's so straightforward. I guess, yeah, I gotta let go of the fucking details and just enjoy a shark movie.
Right? We watched Sharknado. We could watch that.
Yeah, if you could deal with Sharknado, what was there, like, 3 movies?
5?
I think it was, like, Sharknado 7, bro. Like, it's goodness. Fucking ridiculous. I've never seen one of them. I can't. I
not even
can't.
One?
I can't.
God, I watched the first one, and Gary came in the room, and he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Sharknado?
Tornado Sharks? Like, nah. It's in the name. Nado.
And then I watched the Piranha 3D and fucking all kinds of
movies. I didn't watch the Piranha movie, but see, like, me, I love movies like Lake Placid.
Lake Placid was good.
That was, like, dope to me.
Yo, I heard they came out with another one. Lake Placid Legacy. My sister saw it. She was telling me about it. She's like, yo, it's fucking nuts.
I didn't see that.
All these sequels come out for movies that I never, like... I'm
even,
like, really?
Deep Blue Sea or whatever it was.
Yeah, they came out with the third now.
See, but I didn't watch any of the second one or the third one.
Yeah.
Because the first one, to me, was dope. Like, I thought it was pretty cool. That one, the way they described how, like, sharks are immensely smart and just, like...
Yo. And who fucking genetically modifies a shark? You must be crazy.
Wait, you said someone fucks a genetically modified shark?
No, like, who fucks with that?
Oh, fucks with it.
Yeah, like, why would you want that? It's like the people who did Jurassic Park. Why do you want this?
Well, you know, just because you can. You got money.
That's so messed up.
It happens.
It happens.
What's going on now?
What?
This feels like one giant experiment.
Yeah,
this
that's true.
I feel like the world is
mask
a giant.
Mask are no good. There's no point. Oh, now everybody needs to wear a mask. Oh, yeah.
Gloves. At first it was gloves. Now it's like the fucking worst thing in the world to wear a glove. You can't even... Oh, you can't wear gloves inside our store, sir. Or man.
Oh, you got that? You can't wear gloves inside the store?
Farmer Free won't let you wear gloves inside their store.
Oh, wow.
A lot of, like, stores, like grocery stores or whatever... If you're going in to wash your hands, they tell you to remove your gloves.
Yeah, because I don't really see the point in the gloves unless you want to reduce
your hand contact with stuff. You're just carrying it more
to different places, right?
I feel like we have more ability to kill bacteria with our own, like,
stuff on
hands than in gloves. Gloves can't do nothing. They'll just fucking carry everything.
And stick to it and bring it everywhere.
You know, back in the day, we didn't use hand sanitizer. They even told you when you used hand sanitizer, it lowers your immune system because your body doesn't fight off the bacteria that it can. Whereas you're just like, oh, here, easy peasy.
Yeah. But that stuff grows back. I mean, like, we have, like, billions and billions of bacteria living on us all the time.
It's just that we're not aware of it. But now everybody's, like, been so... fucking OCD and
I feel like it should have been like that from ever since. Not like OCD clean, but like one of the directives was literally like wash your hands, and people are like,
that's what I'm saying, it's so basic hands. That's what I was like, why is everyone tripping out to wash their fucking hands, you dirty bastards?
Just wash your fucking hands. What's the big deal?
I would rather wash my hands than use the hand sanitizer every fucking time. If I had the ability to choose, like, here's the pump or here's a sink, wash your hands.
Yeah.
I'll wait in line for the sink. I don't care.
Well, I even go a step further. Like, I'll sanitize, like, if it's a public bathroom, I'll sanitize my hands before I go and touch the sink.
Oh, yeah, true say. I haven't even, like... Well, I mean, like, you know how, like, Rona or whatever? Yeah. They have sinks set up at the front. They even some IGAs, some, like, depending on which ones you're going to,
yeah,
they make you wash your hands before.
Like, they have a sink set up outside the bathroom.
Some of them are touch-free, some of them aren't, but... It's crazy what the world's become. The arrows up this way, down that way.
But you know, it's... I feel like it was bound to happen. I mean, pandemics are nothing new. You see, it's been the last big one, like, this was 100 years ago. I wasn't around.
That's not even, like, if you think about it, 100 years ago is not
that long,
ago. Like, I know that sounds weird, but Maury's 81.
Is he really?
Yeah, Maury Povich is 81 years old. So think about it. Like, it doesn't seem...
The lie detector said, that was a lie.
It doesn't seem, like, that long if you, like, I know it's a lot, but it's like, okay, $100 bills doesn't seem like $100.
And there's been a lot in between then.
Yeah.
Like, MERS, SARS,
H1N1. But one movie that you guys can skip that I can vouch for was this one somewhat horror. I don't even know what it was. It was called Assimilate.
Assimilate? Like,
yeah.
You see, it's too long of a word. That's
yeah, I would. I'd be like, what is that, the fucking movie there?
The Assimilate?
Assimilate?
I just saved Similac. You 2 hours. So.
Similac formula, fuck.
Alien slugs take over town. End of movie.
Alien slugs take over town.
Somebody snatchers.
Yeah, but weirder. Because they can call each other through, like, extending their jaw, which had really bad CGI. And it was just really weird.
I want to see Quiet Place 2.
Ooh.
Did you see the first one? That one was super dope. The one with the aliens that were super sensitive to sound?
Yeah,
that's the name of that one, right? Where they had the baby?
The concept was, I was like,
At first, I didn't think I was going to like it either. Because I fucking hate, like, alien movies and shit like that. Because I just feel like sometimes they're just overdone. Like, they're over. Oh, shit, that was a big one. Yo, did you see how much it lit up over there? If anybody didn't see me, because you didn't, I just jumped to fucking shit, bro. I almost jumped out of my chair. I'm surprised the cops didn't come yet. Just saying.
Serious.
But this is VSP. Jesus, that was a big one. Yeah. And it was a red one. I'm crazy. Like, I'm not crazy. I meant to say. It's crazy because this is a very French area. Mm-hmm. So you would think that they wouldn't celebrate today.
Yeah, Canada Day, yeah.
Saint Jean wasn't even this lit, bro.
Yeah, it's true. But you know what? I feel like nobody even pays attention to if it's Saint Jean or Canada Day here in Quebec. It's like they're just two days to celebrate.
Yeah, we just think of it as more beer.
More beer.
That was a big one.
Yeah, here we go.
Jeez. But there's a lot of nice wind now, eh?
Yeah.
The breeze is nice.
Now there's a breeze going on.
Feels real good. It's a cool night. But when you guys got here, it was hot as shit.
More fireworks.
More fire.
More fire. Liquid means rewind. Gunshot means forward.
Dum, 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 dum. Where the ladies at?
Where the ladies at? Dum, 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 dum. I don't even know what that is, but hey! We just did that.
That's stuff that you hear at every wedding reception. You know that one 20-minute set that you hear at every.
It's so true though. You always hear the "Where my ladies at? Where the fellas at?" And then you always got the
exactly.
Because you gotta get the crowd like. It takes an MC and a DJ to do that shit. I'm not lying. Like a wedding person, like they gotta do both.
Weddings are some weddings are lit. Like.
Oh man.
I got like. And different, sorry to say, but different nationalities do it, like, differently. Like,
it's not Italian sorry wedding. To say, people just have different traditions, but trust me, I've been to a bunch of different weddings, and some of them were lit as fuck, bro.
Italian weddings and Indian weddings?
Damn.
What? Yo. You ever been to an African wedding?
No.
Even their anniversary wedding thing that they got the woman standing in the middle, and they go around her throwing U.S. dollars at her.
Oh, yeah,
and,
man.
Like, showering her with money. She's the fucking queen of Earth, bro.
It gets popping. Like,
it is.
Some celebrations.
Dead ass. I've seen some crazy shit at some celebrations, bro.
It's still always funny when Eddie does it. It's just like,
I didn't think she was going to bring her cards. But oh, yeah, when she said, we're packing this up, I was like, this bitch is going to be prepared for anything.
Yo, I'm telling you, she did it to Smith, too. When we recorded Smith yesterday, she pulled the cards on at one time. She's like, yeah, I brought the cards.
I get to use them.
I brought the cards. Yeah, motherfucker. No, what is another movie? I watched another movie recently, and it was really good. I can't remember what it was, but I've been watching a lot of documentaries. Because Netflix is really stepping their game up in the documentary section, I find.
Oh, man. Huh. They have no choice because, like, there's not really much that TV could do to compete. So
dead.
You go back into other people's life stories. Like, I heard there was a Bruce Lee one that passed not too long ago.
I didn't see that one. But so far, I've watched many of the, like, biopics or whatever, like, the biography ones that they do on people. So I guess it's technically, like, a documentary.
Okay.
But any one that I've watched, I've liked all of them. Like, they were all super well done, like.
Really in-depth. Like,
yeah.
With Netflix, their budgets, they're like, they can really go, like, produce a really, really good product when they go to explaining a person's like, career or life story.
Isn't Zac Efron going to be on Netflix or something? Traveling the World with Zac Efron? Is it Netflix or is it going to be on TV?
Yeah, because I seen him, like, popping up on there. And I was
he
like,
did something where he went into the wild or wild. if you got cameras and shit next to you, I'm pretty sure it's not, like, into the wild where the dude died eating the wrong fucking berry, you know?
The makeshift cabin that they built,
like,
for you.
Like, off camera, he's sleeping in a fucking camper that's the size of, like, my fucking house, bro.
You guys chill. I'll go back to the hotel. All right.
Can you imagine they're filming in the back of the hotel? Like, the like the forest in the back of a hotel and shit off Highway 9?
We're out here in the wilderness.
You hear a horn? What was that? That's a moose.
It's Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot. Oh, my goodness. Bigfoot.
Nessie is Loch Ness.
You know, they've had shows. Like, I think Joe Rogan was on one. They were looking for Bigfoot.
Oh, okay.
That was a guy.
It wouldn't even surprise me, though. Like, the shit that's on there is crazy. But, well, even the Michael Jordan one.
Michael Jordan was dope.
Like,
I was a big fan, especially even during the 90s, you know? And then all these years later to see, like, there's still stuff I didn't know. I was like, really? That happened?
That is really cool when you get to learn, like, stuff about people and, like, and that's why I like bio stuff. Like, I like biography shit because you learn about people that you thought you knew about, and you're like, wow, like, I didn't know this.
Yeah, like, you were telling me about Garth Brooks.
Yeah, like, I watched the one on Garth Brooks, that one on Netflix.
That's interesting.
Deadass, it was so fucking good. I did not realize how big this guy was in the music industry. Fuck country music. Like, just in general, how big of an icon this person was. He shut down Central Park. There was almost 1 million people that came to see him play in concert. He went to, like, Ireland and Dublin and whatever, all those little places. When he would go there, they sang his entire set to him. This is places where they're speaking, like, foreign languages and they're singing American country music.
It's always weird when I see that about with any artist. Like even with, like, some rappers, you see them go to Japan.
And you see them, like,
everybody knows
that was me rapping, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Bars.
Bah, mic drop. You didn't see that. It was so fast, your ears couldn't even pick up on it. Skilled.
Fuck, the moon is bright.
Yeah, when it's not hidden behind the clouds.
Yo, serious.
It looks like the cloud looks like a dude running with his arms flaring around.
It looks like Wolfman.
What?
Now it doesn't. You can't tell me you don't see the eye and the ear and the fucking hair and the nose.
Now
you
see
it?
That
looks like Dracula, just one eye looking at you, bro.
And I just barely see what you're seeing.
Like, I'm thinking, like, wow.
I see an alien. If you look, like, it kind of looks like a skull, like the big circle. With the, like, white, where the moon is, that's his other eye. Yeah, man, that's pretty dope.
Fucking crazy.
That was us looking into the clouds and the moon, guys.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, it's a little late.
A little segment of looking into the clouds.
I keep thinking it's iced tea, and then when I go and drink it, it's ginger ale. It fucks my mind up. Oh, why is it so bubbly?
We were expecting something, you get something else.
I swear all the time because I've been drinking iced tea nonstop, but I poured myself a glass of ginger ale, and it, every time I take a sip, I'm surprised. Like, I forgot.
Be glad it has ginger ale and not like whiskey. Like, you make the mistake of like sipping that.
I walk like a drunken toddler already. I don't need liquor. That is for sure. That is for sure. I wobble like a fucking penguin.
That's how it is every time, like, every anniversary.
And then as soon as you go to turn it off, you're gonna all of a sudden be all, like, chatty-catty.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that every anniversary. We're gonna cut it, but then here?
Yeah.
And then keep it rolling.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So just, ooh, so, yeah. Conversation.
All right. So, we're gonna mosey on out of here.
I like how you tried to put your little sexy voice on, yeah, and just mosey on now. Sound like Don Smooth and shit.
Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on SoundCloud.com. If you want information about us to see what we're up to, check us out on Facebook.com/chillvillains, memes, vids, and stay chill. Otherwise, we're on Instagram, always at
chillvillains.
Ooh, you smithed it. For real, you smithed it.
She got it right on point, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She smithed it.
If you have any complaints about the show, you don't like Canada Day.
Canada Day.
You don't like fireworks.
Or Day. Mosquitoes.
Or mosquitoes. Skiers. Just slap myself in the ear. You can say your complaints to chillavillains@gmail.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Jess Filman.
Peace.
You threw it off, right?
Yeah.
I had a big tank in the house.
Bye.
On behalf of Mr. Smith and that dude Nick, that's all we got to say about that shit.
Bitch!
7th anniversary!
Woo-woo! Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete!